Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston Public Schools and the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, have both publicly denied sharing information about students. But there's renewed concern among immigration advocates that a Boston School Police report about an altercation between some students was shared with a database of local, state, and federal law enforcement, which ICE officials could access. Advocates say they fear the existence of, quote, a school-to-deportation pipeline in Boston. Joining me now with more is WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so tell us exactly what's going on here. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice, this advocacy group, released a redacted school incident report from East Boston High School. What's going on?
Yeah, right. So, okay. The report documents an encounter in a school lunchroom at East Boston High School between a few different students. It's heavily redacted, but it says that a couple of students attempted to start a fight but were unsuccessful. The last line in the description of that incident in the report says, quote, "Officers will continue to monitor the incident. This incident will be sent to the brick." Mm-hmm. And so this is where the Lawyers Committee and other advocates are really raising concerns. The brick, as you know, is the Boston Regional Intelligence Center. Now, this data analysis center, really, at the Boston Police Department, it's accessible by state and federal law enforcement agencies, including federal immigration officials, ICE. And the idea behind BRIC is to keep tabs on gang threats, drug activity, potential terrorism activity. Matt Greger of the Lawyers Committee says he's concerned that something like this particular incident report would rise to the level of being reported to BRIC.
We've heard from BPS spokespersons that their school police won't share such records unless there are things like gang-related homicides or possible threats to public safety at stake. That clearly is not what happened when an unsuccessful fight was shared with the BRIC by Boston school police officers.
Okay, so this is what advocates are saying, but what do we know about what happened to this particular incident and or the students involved and whether it affected them or not?
Right. Okay, so I spoke with Sarah Sherman Stokes, who's an immigration attorney who represents one of the students mentioned in the school incident report. She says that her client is Salvadoran and came to the U.S. in 2014 at the age of 17. He was reunited with family in East Boston. He was applying for a special immigrant juvenile status. He got a visa. He actually had a pending green card application, and then he was arrested and detained by ICE. Sarah Sherman Stokes draws a line between that incident report and her client's arrest by ICE. She says in that report, he was labeled a gang associate. And she saw that incident report for the first time when it was presented to her by federal immigration officials in court. And so she concludes that once that report, the school incident report, hit BRIC, it's all of a sudden accessible by ICE. That gang associate label that, again, was applied by a school resource officer, all of a sudden has some serious consequences. Let's hear what she has to say about that.
And once he's labeled a gang member or a gang associate, that information gets replicated across databases. And it looks as though he's being identified as a gang member or a gang associate in multiple places, but it's all stemming from the same source, which is this Boston Public School incident report.
Okay, so Shannon, but I'm curious about what law enforcement has to say about this. What did you reach out to Boston Police?
Yes, of course. Okay. We did. And we spoke with Lieutenant Michael McCarthy, who told us that basically when other law enforcement agencies share information with the Boston Police Department, they don't have, you know, control over what information is shared.
Right.
He said that if we have concerns or questions about how that Boston School Police resource officer came to label someone as a gang associate, we should ask more about how, you know, school resource officers are trained. And so we've made that ask of Boston Public Schools. We're kind of waiting to hear back about specifics about how school resource officers are trained.
Okay. So just to clarify, He's saying that BRIC does its thing, but the real question is how are these school resource officers trained and what are they choosing to put in their reports?
That's exactly it. And so whether information goes directly to BRIC depends on the information that's in that report. And so certain things that are sent to BRIC, as we mentioned, they're gang-related incidents, drug-related incidents, terrorism-related incidents. Because that school resource officer had the tag of gang associate for this one student and said, you know, as we quoted from the report, this is going to be sent to BRIC. You know, it's logical to conclude that it was sent to BRIC and was then accessible by ICE. I should mention that Sarah Sherman Stokes' client is still detained by federal immigration officials. He's been detained for 15 months, and he's facing deportation back to El Salvador. So this was an incident report that happened some time ago.
Okay, interesting. So that's WBUR's Shannon Dooling. She'll keep following the story and bring us more as it develops. Shannon, thanks so very much.
You're welcome.